Ahoy, Vachon. How's the French say, Vachon? This is the Brown Briefly, where less is more, more or less, coming to you live over KVSH 101.9 FM, Voice of Vachon, your island connection. Please make us part of your day. And be advised that our assertions and views, which can modestly be described as progressive persuasion, do not in any way reflect the opinions of KVSH or Voice of Vachon.
That was the master of mirth and inveterate storyteller, Brian Brown, who created the Brown Briefly. Together we, the Brieflies, strive with dogged determination to keep Brian's creative flame alive by bringing to you every week another episode of intelligent discussion of current events laced with humor and empathy. And we always strive to follow Brian's mantra of less is more, more or less. Let's start today's show as usual by introducing the Briefly. Sitting beside me and engineering the show from behind the board at the Voice of Vachon's Gene Bosch Broadcast Studio in bustling and bodacious downtown Vachon, and keeping us on the magenta line is my friend, flight instructor, recently reelected Vachon Airport Commissioner, Voice of Vachon board member, West Texas Roughneck, and Eastern Montana band member, former Army intelligence specialist, and fellow treetop flyer, Truman O'Brien. Good morning, Truman.
Boy, that's getting longer every time, I'm telling you.
I know. One of these days we have to explain what keeping us on the magenta line is all about.
You know, I was just thinking about that. That's an aviation thing there, you know. GPS.
Yep. Zooming in from his home here on Vachon above Burton is the voice of Indivisible Vachon and the Vachon Climate Action Group, in addition to chairing the Equity, Social Justice, and Inclusion Committee of the Vachon Maury Community Council, our tireless defender of democracy who strives to create a livable planet overseen by a government we can all appreciate, or at least tolerate, Kevin Jones. Welcome, Kevin.
That does sound like me, yes. Good to be here. A pleasure to join in the conversation today.
Good to see you. And zooming in all the way from the Southern Hemisphere, Melbourne, Australia, is a historian extraordinaire, skipper of the Vachona, president of the Vachon's fantastic heritage museum, party animal, and our own globe-trotting guardian of the galaxy, Bruce Holman, is present and accounted for. Bruce, is the water still circulating in the opposite direction in the toilets in the Southern Hemisphere?
Yeah, despite what Bart Simpson says, yes, it does.
Mine is the voice of Craig Bellis, former tow truck driver, repo man, teamster, apprentice auto mechanic, Pinkerton guard of Pan American's first 747, which I never lost, high fashion shoe salesman, former Washington State Attorney General, Assistant Attorney General, tort and constitutional law professor, two-time Fulbright scholar, and international arbitrator mediator. I'm getting better at saying that fast.
You are. I'm impressed.
I can't understand a word I'm saying. Yeah. And joining us in the Vachon studio live today, and unrehearsed, is Dal Constantine, fourth-generation Washingtonian, lifelong resident of King County, most of which has been as our neighbor across the water in West Seattle. Proud UW Husky, we won't go into that in any detail.
Yeah, no kidding.
Legislative aide to Vachon's King County Councilman Greg Nichols, two-term Washington State Representative for the 34th District, State Senator, and four-term King County Council member, and now in his fourth term as King County Executive, serving a population in King County greater than those of over a dozen of our United States of America. Welcome, Dow.
Well, thanks, Craig and Truman, Kevin, Bruce. I'm pleased to be back at Voice of Vachon.
Great. We are really pleased to have you here, too. Before we start talking to Dow about some of the key issues that affect the residents of Vachon Maury Island, let's take a moment to check in with everyone about what special things you've been up to over the past week. Bruce, what are you up to down there in Australia?
Still recovering from a 20-plus hour flight, but but it's worth it once you get here. You know, getting students settled, getting myself settled back into Newman College, where we stay in Melbourne at the University of Melbourne. And yesterday we spent the day out at Healesville Sanctuary, which is kind of an Australian wildlife sanctuary and recovery center for injured Australian native animals. And so it's just always a fantastic day when you're out there and you get to feed kangaroos and you get to hold wombats and you get to see dingoes and all those kind of things that, that as a kid we grew up sort of reading about and sort of holding in wonder. And then you actually see them. It's pretty special.
I understand your wife had a little run-in with some ants.
With the ferocious bull ants, which are about 2 inches long.
Whoa. And
have pinchers that would, sort of take on any pair of pliers you've ever seen. So, yeah, she was standing in line for a barbecue. We had a barbecue Saturday night, and she was standing in line, and this rogue bull ant came up and just bit her on the foot. Not just once, but several times.
Wow.
Oh, man. But she survived.
I do have a question, Bruce. Do they refer to the rest of the world as up over? Since we call it down under, do they say up
they
over?
Don't.
No, I'm just curious. Sorry, actually, just being a smart ass.
Yeah, actually, there's a great map called a MacArthur, a corrective map of the world. And this guy MacArthur was a student in Oxford back in the early 60s and just, you know, incessantly teased about from being down under. And so one day, sitting with a map of the world, he turned it upside down, and lo and behold, what is top and center when you turn the map of the world upside down is Australia, New Zealand.
There you go.
So it's sort of a matter of perspective.
For right? sure, for sure. Kevin, how about you? What have you been up to last week?
Well, I do have to say that back in my career when I was actually earning a living, there was an Australian exchange officer that was part of our customer's group and routinely would post the map upside, well, we considered upside down. So yeah, you gotta make your mark there. Well, in addition to observing the ice on the side of Bruce's boat the other day and checking out the frozen waters of Quartermaster Harbor, which I'd heard about but never personally seen in a beautiful sunny day, I also just this morning were sitting there looking out the window and I saw the two furriest deer I've ever encountered on Vashon Island. It looked like a mama and a one-year-old, and all of the apples which had come off of our trees, which are now kind of a little more like sponges than apples, decided to donate those to the deer, and they're munching happily away outside on them right now. So
that's cool. Truman, what about you?
Well, I don't want to steal your thunder, but you and I both attended just a great performance on Sunday. Bill Radke from KUOW wrote a play. It was his first play, and they did their first public performance of it at the Vashon High School. And it was a reading and was really, really delightful, with a lot of local reference, of course, and in reference to the state. And it was about they're renaming the state Liberty because Eastern Washington is going to secede. Anyway, it's quite cute. So that was my big thing. And I will have to say about Australians, I did R&R, took an R&R from Vietnam during the war, and went to Thailand and met two of the craziest Australian guys I've ever met in my life. They were wild. Just totally fun. Totally fun.
Dow, what have you been up to? Anything fun or sad or?
Well, yeah. Yes, and I was in Houston a week ago for a little college football game. It was all lovely except for the actual event, and then what happened subsequently. So that's been a week-long trauma for all of us loyal dog fans. But I had gathered all of our folks from across the county for our emergency management seminar. You know, it's we can have emergencies all year round, but winter in particular is a time for that. So that was a good event, getting everybody kind of leveled up. And then today I'm in my snow boots because we're expecting snow above 500 feet and quite a lot of it actually in East King County. So I'm anticipating it's going to be an exciting afternoon, evening, and morning tomorrow.
You know, your daughter got delayed this morning behind a King County truck.
Sand truck.
We apologize wholeheartedly.
Yeah. That's great.
Hey, my question is, being established in high places, did you have any word of DeBoer bailing out?
Or? I mean, there have been rumors, and once people realized that he was very purposefully not signing his contract. I think everybody had a sneaking suspicion, but there was no certainty that Saban was going to leave, and there's no certainty that DeBoer was going to get the job. So I think everybody was just kind of holding their breath.
Yeah. Wow. Bummer.
Well, you know, my week, in addition to attending that great reading at the high school with Truman and a lot of our friends, started off right after the show last Tuesday with going to see The Boys in the Boat, and which has real special meaning for me because my son was rode second seat in the eight-man UW crew team that won the International Rowing Association Championship back in Cambridge back in 2001.
Wow.
Just to see those scenes of those fellas pulling and I remember my son talking about the work that has to go in for those teams to be competitive. So that was a tearjerker actually for me. So
there's a lot of misty eyes in the theater in that, especially for Washington folks. They spend a lot of time trying to bring up your emotions, and they succeed.
They did. Yeah, there's always that, well, it's not the book. Well, yeah, it's not the book. It's a movie. It's a whole different, representation of an aspect of that era. And if you take it for what it is, it was a great movie, in my opinion. Today is a significant day, as all days are. It's the 350th day. Excuse me, it's not the 350th day. There's 350 days remaining. I'm used to it being the end of 20. I'm like you, Truman.
I still can't get past it.
20, I'd be, if I was a caveman, I'd be writing, I'm still writing Iron Age on my on my checks rather than Bronze Age.
Bronze Age,
No, 350 days remain until the end of this leap year, and there are 185 days till Strawberry Festival. So get ready for Strawberry Festival. Today is your darn tootin' I like Fig Newton Day. It's Fig Newton Day. It's Appreciated Dragon Day, National Religious Freedom Day, very important, International Hot and Spicy Food Day, National Good Teen Day, and finally, it's National Nothing Day. National Nothing Day. Let's all be Zen masters or good husbands, whichever, and empty our heads of any thoughts, which men, they say, are better able to do than women.
They have that nothing box.
That's right. That's exactly right. And on this day in 1996, the late Jimmy Buffett was shot at in his Grumman HU-16 Albatross by Jamaican authorities who mistakenly took it for a drug runner's airplane. Trivia, which I didn't know, U2's Bono, and his family were passengers on the plane at the time. And that's the origin of the song Jamaica Mistake, one of my favorite Jimmy Buffett songs. All right, let's move on. We've had enough tomfoolery, and now we're going to talk with King County Executive Dow Constantine. Dow, we really appreciate you coming, and you're here live sitting next to us in the studio. My intro gave a very abbreviated summary of your extensive experience, but I neglected to mention your background in radio broadcasting, and your love of music.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you care.
As we know, that's Bill Withers. That song has some special meaning for you, doesn't it?
It does. You've done your research. That's good. So when I was a kid, when was that, about 1971 or two, I pedaled my little Schwinn bike up to the West Seattle Junction and asked the record clerk what I should buy with my, two quarters. And he went through the rack of hits at the time and picked that one out for me. And I wrapped the little paper bag around my handlebars, rode home, and played it to absolute death on my parents' Magnavox mono record player. And I still have it. That's great.
It's a great song.
Yeah. It was a good choice. Wherever that clerk is, bless you.
It has staying power. There's no question about that. I thought that that we might have a quick civics lesson, sort of by intro. You're the King County executive. And then there's the King County Council. What is the relationship? Is that kind of like the President of the United States and Congress? Yeah. Or?
This is just like Schoolhouse Rock, isn't it? So
that's right.
I'm going to write a song about this. So it's just like the governor and the legislature. It's just like the president and Congress. We are one of four charter counties in the state. And under our charter, we have a separate executive and legislative branch. And the others are Pierce, Snohomish, and Whatcom. So most counties across the state and across the country have a commissioner system where you elect three people, usually, and then they hire somebody to be the administrator. And when you grow up and put on your big county pants, sometimes you get a real government, and we have that.
That's not the strong mayor approach to...
Yeah, it's like the strong mayor approach.
Oh, it is similar, kind of,
yeah.
Okay.
So you have a directly elected mayor, and then you have a separately elected city council.
Okay, right.
Right?
That's right. Gotcha. All right. Then let me ask you about Vashon specifically. We don't have a government. Our government is you, is King mm-hmm. County. We don't have our own individual governing, you know, entity, except for the airport.
Yes. Well, and the park district.
That's
I used true. To be a
there
park commissioner.
Others, yeah.
It was a park commissioner years ago. Yep. In fact, you know, it's amazing. Being one of the only government entities, the Park District is involved in a ton of stuff.
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing to me.
It is.
And by the way, full disclosure, I worked with Greg Nichols quite a lot when I was a commissioner, when he was the exec. So, really, really nice guy.
Yes. So we rely on King County for most of our local services. Now, how does King County provide and administer services to unincorporated areas like Vashon?
Well, first off, you know, yes, Vashon has a couple of special purpose governments and innumerable community-based organizations. We're on Vashon, wherever two or more of us are gathered, there'll be an organization. So the challenge is to be able to network together all of that energy and all of that goodwill and to create functioning local government. We are the local government for about 250,000 people in unincorporated King County. So we serve as effectively the city government. And in 2019, so 5 years ago now, I created the Department of Local Services so that we could have a single agency that was focused on that unincorporated area rather than everyone having to go from department to department looking for the right services. And so just in brief, we have the CSA program, the community service area, and you have a walk-in opportunity here, I think on Tuesdays for that. Economic Alliance, we're putting money into economic recovery. And then the big services are permitting, roads, and then natural resources, so solid waste and wastewater. Of course, we have one sewer plant up at the north end of the island. It was always a challenge to figure out how we could better serve the people of unincorporated King County. Having a department is definitely helping us learn how to do that work better.
Good, good. I know that the hair went up on the back of some people's necks as a few of those subjects were mentioned, permitting being one of them. I'm sure that's a universal problem that
criticism and that eternal. Yes.
I don't know if anything's being done to help that out.
Yeah. So I've got our continuous improvement folks who work out of my office in the permitting agency now, helping them go through their processes and identify where they can make improvements in time and cost, and especially time. And I had a meeting with the department director, so the boss of the permitting director, last week, where we talked about making this the year when we refresh our efforts to make permitting easier, less expensive, and less aggravating in King County. There are a lot of different kinds of permits, and there are a lot of good reasons for us to have permits and have permit requirements, but we should not have people spending unnecessary time and money to be able to get a simple permit.
Right. There's a motivation to avoid.
Yeah. And it's, you know, the long-term challenge has been that permitting is funded by permit fees, and so they're always kind of short of staff and struggling to keep up. And so we are working to make things more efficient and to focus on the customer. And that is going to be a big project for 2024.
Okay. Wasn't that a change that happened several years ago where the funding had to come directly from the...
It was a long time ago.
Sorry, it seems like yesterday.
Yeah. And then we did start putting some more general fund money in to help even that out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But the main change that we made after I became executive is having sort of uniform fees rather than having every single type of permit be based on the amount of time put into the permit.
Right.
That has helped a bit, but we've got a long way to go.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, like everything else, COVID screwed everything up. So,
you know, a lot of these issues could support our show in total. I apologize in advance to both our listeners and to Dow for sort of skipping through some of these and skipping over others.
I'll try to be brief.
Oh, no, you are. You're doing excellent. Great. I haven't even given you the high sign yet. But there are several issues, in addition to permitting, of course, that have been the focus of your administration that are of tremendous interest to Vashon residents. Let's start with one of our favorites, Bruce, transportation.
Transportation. Hey, Dow, you King County has always been an important part of ferry service on Vashon Island. I mean, the very first ferry, car ferry to Vashon Island was a King County ferry that ran from Portage to Des Moines. And then in 1947, King County allowed Vashon to form its own ferry district and run its own ferry system until the Washington State Ferry system was formed. And then, of course, King County stepped in for the passenger-only ferry when Washington State Ferry stepped away from that. How do you see King County sort of working through the current sort of crisis with ferries?
Well, thanks for the question. First off, if Vashon wants to form a ferry district and to take that over, we are 100% behind it.
Yeah, but, I'll bet.
Taking over the state passenger ferry was a big deal, and you know, all glory and honor to my former chief of staff, Sharon Nelson, who really engineered that when we were at the county council. We worked hard with then Executive Sims and the state legislature to make that happen, and then stood up an entire ferry district for the county. Passenger ferry only runs mornings and afternoons right now to Vashon. We did a survey last year, got over 1,300 responses from islanders, and the responses were mixed. A lot of people wanted more midday and night service. Those were not the folks who are currently using the ferry there, which are commuters. Everybody seemed to want more weekend service. So we're talking with the state ferries about whether they can bring resources to allow us to hire on more folks, add more shifts. You know, as you can imagine from the schedule, you got a morning shift of folks and you got an evening shift of folks. And if you add more service, you're going to have to really restructure the way you've staffed the thing. But we would be very happy to be able to bring more passenger ferry service to the islands if we can secure the resources to do it. And of course, we brought on the community van, which is similar to work we're doing around the county to try to kind of right-size or tailor transit service to the communities we're serving. And we hope to keep expanding those kinds of alternative service to fit the need.
I have a really dumb question. I would assume that the people who work on the ferry have the same Coast Guard rules that everyone else has, right?
They do. So they have the same credentials as the folks on the state ferries, for example.
Okay.
Bruce, anything else you want to ask him?
No, just a little bit about metro and bus service. What do you see happening there? What do you see happening with fare structures and free rides and that kind of thing?
So over the last few years, we've gone to a income-based system where there's a low-income fare, Orca Lift, and then there is essentially no-income fare. There's a free card for folks who are very low-income. And the challenge then is just getting the right fare medium into everyone's hands so we can ultimately go cashless and everybody be able to just have a card. The fares are scheduled to go up to $3. That's a rack rate, not the discounted rates, up to $3 pretty soon. Sound Transit is setting their light rail fares region-wide at a flat $3. So we're going to move toward aligning those and having a daily cap on the total amount that you have to pay. We'll have to figure out what that is, but we would do that in concert with Sound Transit and hopefully other transit agencies in the region. The whole idea is moving toward a single unified transit system from the customer's perspective. And I'm kind of at the center of that as the chair of Sound Transit, as well as the boss of Metro.
Another sort of follow-up question with that is, the Seattle Indian Health Board is going to present some unique kind of transportation issues for the island. Have you and this Seattle Indian Health Board been working together to sort of address those or sort of project what those needs are going to be?
I saw the article in the Beachcomber about that, and I did a little sniffing around, and they have talked with at least one of the council member offices. I don't think there have been direct conversations with Metro, certainly with my office yet, but we're obviously happy to work with anyone who has a good idea about how to move folks around.
Great.
So airline service to Vashon? There we go.
Yeah. I mean, I started out my political career when everybody was still talking about building a bridge to Vashon.
Oh, boy.
So I've got the hangover from that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Not only a bridge, there was talk for a little while of putting the third runway on Vashon.
Oh, yeah. Vashon. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like Hong Kong or, having their own island. Yeah. I don't want to jump off of this subject quite that quickly. The chamber, as you know, had a forum here, I think it was back in November, that I was fortunate enough to help with. And they came up with a 25-page report of all these different things that might be done to help transportation on and off the island. Because for a lot of people, especially individuals who need special kinds of medical services and whatnot, it's almost an emergency status now, because our three-boat schedule went to a two-boat schedule, and when a boat goes down, which is quite often because of crew or mechanical issues, we're on a one-boat schedule, and getting on the island is very, very difficult at times. And I know you're not the state. I mean, you're not the Washington State Ferry System. You run the water taxi. Aside from tailor-made van service or buses, looking into some weekend water taxi service, is there anything else on that list? I don't know if you got a chance to look at it or not.
I know of its existence. I have not read every page of the Chamber's 25-page report. I know there was a lot of call for not only more service of all sorts, but more reliable and predictable service. But our folks have it at Metro and at the Department of Local Services, and we're digging through it. We are open to creativity. We're open to new ways of doing things. We are not wedded to anything that we're currently doing or that others are doing. And thank you for recognizing that I am not running the state ferry system. I feel real bad for whoever is.
All right. I did want to mention that there is going to be two virtual meetings with the Washington State Ferries on Wednesday, the 17th at 12:30 p.m. and on Thursday, January 18th at 6 p.m. You can go to Washington State Ferries WSFC Commission, let me get this straight, WSFComms, COMMS, at Washington, at WSDOT, at .wa.gov.
They're clearly trying to keep you from attending.
Yes.
Really. Go to the Washington State Transportation Department, and you'll come up with it right away. And it's going to be on Voice of Vashon's website as well. You can go there, and you can find it. Sorry about that. Truman, did you have a question?
Yeah, housing, of course, is a huge issue here on the island. And again, full disclosure, I was a former president of the board at the Vashon Community Care. And one of the issues we had was that our employees couldn't afford to live on the island. I mean, it was just too darn expensive. And we ended up having to buy ferry passes for them to commute over from Kitsap. And so the question really is, obviously it's really important that these jobs get filled and that people have someplace to live. Is there any property tax relief or being considered by the county, or is there anything that we can do to ameliorate that issue?
Well, first, thank you for being concerned with folks working in the community, being able to live in the community. I mean, you are explaining exactly why the Growth Management Act calls for an alignment between housing and jobs. And we've been really zealous about living up to our obligations under the GMA to have housing and jobs in each community in the county. And affordability is a problem in many, many communities in the county. Now, when you're on the mainland and people might work in well-heeled Bellevue or Redmond, but be able to live in less expensive outskirts of Auburn or Algona, it's not maybe quite as much of a challenge, although it is an added cost for them. When you're on an island, it is an entirely different equation. We have to have housing for people of all incomes on Vashon Island. And the 2017 incentives that were put in place for more housing, affordable housing, in the town center really didn't produce new housing. So we've sent another proposal to the county council to really increase those incentives and change them a bit to try to get more developers to come and build housing and more affordable housing in the town center. As far as taxes, of course, property taxes are maybe not the primary barrier to affordability for low-income people on Vashon Island. Property taxes are on the minds of a lot of us, and because we have to rely primarily on that as a county, the state has not stepped up to fixing their tax system, the worst in the country. They did enact a capital gains tax, which today the Supreme Court declined to review a case trying to invalidate capital gains in Washington State. But the fact is that until the state creates a tax system where everyone is paying according to their means, we are going to continue to have these challenges where some folks are overburdened and others are getting a real bargain. Right. And it's been something I've worked on for 30 years, and I'm afraid I'm going to spend the next 30 on it too.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's an ongoing issue for sure. The comp plan, the King County comp plan that you folks have been working on, were there changes that in the development of that in downtown core? I mean, how does that?
So the differences in the proposal we've just transmitted to the council, it would allow essentially double the underlying zoning density if you're building an all affordable project, or 1.25, that is 25% more than the underlying density if you have 10% or more of your units being affordable. That is a way to try to get more affordable units actually moving on the island, and more units generally. And, you know, it's always difficult because you have your ideal and then you have what the market will actually deliver for you, and you have to try to find the intersection between those two things.
Exactly.
So that's what we're working on.
Good.
Kevin, are you with us?
I am with you, Dow, appreciate you joining us today and talking about all the varied capabilities within King County government and the services you provide. One thing that I'd like, a few things I'd like to focus on. Homelessness, like everywhere, is present here on Vashon. As a matter of fact, we had a great presentation by somebody from King County just at the council not long ago, talking about various things like support to folks who need warming shelters and things like that. And I think it was clear that those facilities don't exist on Vashon today. I'm wondering, in general, what's your view of housing? What is King County doing to help support Vashon's groups like Interfaith Council to Prevent Homelessness, as an example, who are working to address the housing issue?
So with regard to Interfaith Council specifically, I looked into it, and I do not believe we've ever had a contract for funding with them, nor do I know of any applications for funding. But they are an important part of the solution, as we have many, many, many groups across the county, some receiving county funding, some receiving funding from other sources, that are creating a network of help for the homeless and for affordable housing. We have countywide projects that really not a lot of them are operating directly on Vashon. Health Through Housing is the one where we bought existing buildings to move people into supportive housing. Jobs in Housing is a program where we get folks who have been homeless regular jobs at $20-$25 an hour and a voucher for an apartment or house. We've had a lot of success with those two programs, but there's a lot more needed there. You know, TV portrays homelessness as a downtown Seattle problem, and it certainly is that, but it is a problem in just about every community in our county.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and really appreciate all those steps. You know, it's intriguing to see all the work being done, and the problem is so persistent. And I think getting out ahead of it and doing those kinds of things personally, I really champion that work. If I could switch over to environment, you know, on Vashon we really cherish our rural status, and you know, all the trees. You know, I'm surrounded by them here. I think that's just iconic for folks who live on the island to be in this type of an environment. Just curious what you might want to tell us and our listeners about what you're doing to help protect our open spaces and clean water, things like that.
Thanks. This is kind of my jam. I mean, as executive, I have to know a little bit about everything and be responsible for everything. But what brought me to politics was the natural environment. The protection of open space, restoration of what's been lost. And when I was a staffer for Greg Nichols 30 plus years ago, we were completing acquisitions along Shingle Mill Creek and Judd Creek and elsewhere on the island. And here we are 3 decades later, and we're still working on restoration of those stream systems for Coho and so forth. Big acquisitions, you know, I spent forever with Sharon Nelson working on acquiring the gravel mine property on Murray Island. That was a pitched battle, absolutely epic battle. But more recently, you know, 110 acres of Misty Isle Farms last year and 40 acres of Morningside Farms. Those are big acquisitions. And I got the Conservation Futures measure passed about a year and a half ago, and that's going to allow us to buy more land more quickly. I'll tell you one more thing before Truman starts giving me the rap sign. we had an opportunity to report out on 20 years of study by King County scientists of stream systems all over the county. Over the course of the last 20 years, remarkably, despite a pretty dramatic increase in development and population, stream health has largely improved. It has improved. And that is, I think, a tribute to the value of smarter regulations and incentives of open space preservation and just, you know, being much more mindful of our impact as we are building the housing and other structure that humans need. And we got a lot more to do on that, a lot more to do, but I think it's good to remind ourselves that progress is possible.
You know, excuse me again. Full disclosure, one more time. I worked with the forest stewards here on the island for a while, and the land trust spent quite a lot of effort on Shingle Mill, moving in logs and stuff to increase habitat, and that was great support from the county as well.
I mean, the land trust, in addition to the Parks District, the land trust is just an enormous asset to this island. Yeah. And you know, shout out to Tom and everybody. I really appreciate having them as such a great partner to be able to take county resources and turn them into real value here on the island.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Kevin.
Hey, no worries. I know a couple things. Tom, I know, is very busy right now. We're working closely with Tom on a couple of items. He's hoping to come forward with some new information about the work that they've been doing recently. So we'll let that rest for now. The Vashon Nature Center folks, our friends there, I'm sure they're really happy to hear your views about the stream health improving, because I know that's a big focus for them. If I could shift over to equity. Oh, yes.
Just real quickly, a plug for my wife. My wife is out cutting trails as we speak. She'll be catching the show because it'll be archived and you can listen to it almost anytime you want to on the Voice of Vashon website after today. But she's working with the Land Trust and Washington Trails to cut trails for the Land Trust. And I had the great honor of being on the first board of the Land Trust here on the island. And it is a truly marvelous organization. And I'm really pleased that King County recognizes that and supports that.
Okay. Hi, Lynette. So I'm going to just hijack this for one more second, because one thing that I started working on early on that has really begun to bear fruit is the removal of armoring along the shoreline. And we've been able to take out over 2,000 feet of armoring that was interfering with natural processes and start to restore the near shore. And I took the Sound Guardian, our county research vessel, out on a tour around the entire island, I don't know, a year and a half ago, and we looked at every foot that we have affected here. And it's just, you know, you just keep at something year after year after year, and eventually it starts to add up to something real.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, along those lines, this is our second year with the collaboration here across multiple groups on the island to come up with a Vashon Mori environment and climate agenda. And last year, working with Amy Carey, had and a Puget Soundkeeper, focusing on removal of derelict structures and doing a survey of the shorelines. And so those measures, I believe, passed last year. So we're very aligned with that work, and much appreciate the effort that you know, the emphasis that you bring to that as well.
Wonderful.
Hey, equity and social justice, as Craig mentioned, I have a committee that we're reaching out to our island. The goal is that our community council sees all of us here and works so that we're inclusive of those views and perspectives. I had the good opportunity to talk early on with Arun Sambatero, I think, of your office. Yeah. So it gave us some spectacular guidance about how to move forward. I'm just curious what your perspective is when you hear the words equity and social justice. How do you see that applying to Vashon? And what are you personally working to hope we accomplish right in that area?
Well, it applies to us all everywhere. King County's true north that we established is that we are making this a welcoming community where every person can thrive. And we created an equity and racial and social justice strategic plan. We have been working to upend the impacts of racism, racism embedded in systems, public and private. And, you know, this is sometimes in fashion, sometimes out of fashion, but we are never taking our foot off the pedal. So, for instance, in the criminal legal system, the outcomes that we see are clearly racially disproportionate. I'm not going to retreat from our commitment to identify ways in which we can unwind that and begin to help young people in particular go on to live successful lives rather than being caught up in the criminal legal system. More than that, economic opportunity. Economic justice is central to that work. I created a $25 million fund curated and distributed by genuine community-based voices to help 120 businesses, nonprofits, community organizations, primarily BIPOC-led, exit the COVID crisis. And it was a real big success, and we're going to continue that work. We're just never going to waver from our commitment to make America live up to its promise that all people are created equal and that we should have an equal opportunity to succeed.
That is a perfect segue into, before we went on the air, we were chatting a little bit about the governor's race. Any comments about the state or the national races?
Well, you know, state, I'm fairly sanguine about that. The national races, heaven help us all. saw what happened in Iowa yesterday, which is not a huge surprise, but all of us waiting for the other shoe to drop in whatever, New Hampshire. It's a pretty odd way to run a giant country. I will say that I think the president has been doing a really good job, and his administration has been doing a really good job in a lot of things that we work on directly in King County, and we've had a really strong relationship with this administration, as we did with the Obama administration, and there was a short period in between where we did not.
Shameless self-promotion. For those who care about those types of governance that Dow mentioned, go to indivisiblevashon.org, click on the top of the page. Our Get Out the Vote resources focus on state and national opportunities to make sure we elect the leadership that we can really appreciate.
Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question, Dow, about Vashon, beginning in the 1890s, has tried to withdraw from King County about six times. And I know Cedar County, sort of southeast King County, has rumblings about forming a new county or breaking off from King County. How do you see that emerging in this political environment where we have such divisions?
I mean, that is always in the conversation, less so about Vashon recently, although, Southeast King County is still quite red. And this is all about, which political group you belong to, which tribe you identify with. And that is going to be a continuing conversation. I doubt very much the legislature is going to stand for it. The issue that's always interesting is because we have, Vashon in King County, and we have Bainbridge in Kitsap County. And I get about an even number of questions about whether Vashon should be in Kitsap or Bainbridge should be in King, but it is exactly what it is, and we're going to do our best for Vashon as we will for all of unincorporated King County. We have asked several times for the legislature to create some sort of system where you could have a kind of rural unincorporated town or a rural incorporated town so Vashon could be self-governing but not have all the land use implications that come with being a city. And so far that has proved to be a difficult nut to crack.
I got to mention the work that was done back in 1988 by a committee I was on, the Vashon Governance Options Committee, mm-hmm. that Greg Nichols was.
Wasn't I working for you in 1988?
You were actually working for me in 1988. Well, kind of. We were working together. I sent you into the prison, I think, for
yes.
the first time.
Yes.
Or the jail.
Not for anything I did wrong.
That's right. You learn that when one door closes, another door opens.
Yeah.
And that hopefully the other door opens. Walking around the county jail. But we looked into that very issue about self-governance for Vashon and looked at everything from joining a local Native American tribe to forming our own county to looking at an old statute that's on the book that has no guts to it. It's the township statute. And we thought that would be the perfect way to get out of all those implications under the Growth Management Act that we would have to take a certain population or could, if whether we wanted to or not. If we formed a city, we'd run into the same problems that Bainbridge ran into. So I'm glad that you're looking into that because there's always been this populist attitude on the island that, one, we want to keep it as rural as possible, and two, we'd like to have as much local control as possible.
Yeah. Well, it's some of these things are not easily reconcilable.
No, they're kind of the worst enemy. It's hard to have a beautifully rural island and not attract everybody from all over.
Yeah. Well, right. Yeah. And then if you do, you have the affordability problems.
Exactly.
That Truman's talking about.
Yeah, and in addition to that, you'll have. Oh God, I just lost my train of thought. Sorry.
That's all right. That happens to us on the airplane, too.
He went away. I'll get it here in a minute.
Hey, Dow, I want to ask you a question. You're on the Brown Briefly, which is one of the premier shows on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9. And if you want to make any announcements of your future political plans right here with us, you're welcome to do so. How much longer have you got in this term?
Two more years.
Yeah. Okay. What are you going to do after those 2 years?
Well, that's a good question, Craig. after this, I'm going to visit Zero Waste Vashon. Oh, no, sorry. We've joined with Zero Waste Vashon to build a community compost facility, and I'm really interested in how we're going to make that happen. And then I am headed to see Chomp Energy's bioenergy farm, which they're using to make both biogas and biofertilizer that's distributed around King County, including to some of our farms. You know, King County has a great farmland preservation program, and that the fuel for that bioenergy facility comes, I think, from the tofu plant. So every time I buy tofu, I think we're living out our commitment in RePlus to have a closed loop on waste on the island and in the county. And in I think that fully answers your question about my political future.
That was a nice dodge.
Yeah, I was thinking, that sounded like a politician.
You kind of covered the rest of the day, but you didn't exactly talk about 2 years from now. I mean, you obviously decided not to run for governor, although you did consider it for a while, did you not?
No, sure, I considered it for a while. Yeah. I considered it more strongly before Jay ran for a third term. But, you know, I have a nine-year-old daughter, Shirley and I. So I met my wife working at the college radio station at UW back in 81, and it was only 30 or so years later that we got married and had a kid. And so she's nine, and
your wife is nine?
I was just thinking that.
No, my daughter's nine, and she's in fourth grade, so... I just had to think about dragging myself all over the state for a couple of years, raising money and running for governor. It just didn't sound that appetizing. So I got plenty I can do.
I assume that's the same kind of thing that goes into consideration as to whether or not to run for senator or congressman or president of the United States.
It's all about timing, you know, in politics and in life.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. Have you seen our troll by any chance?
I have not seen your troll. I saw the Lincoln Park troll across the way.
We have the king. So
You know. Well, I will have to go pay my respect.
Oh, I definitely do. And be prepared to be awestruck.
Oh, okay.
Truly. It is really special.
I mean, it's a pretty spectacular art project. And you said I'd lived in West Seattle, speaking of Lincoln Park, most of my life. I mean, that has been my permanent residence for absolute ever. I did a few different places around town in college and when I was working at the law firm with you, but I'm a lifer, and I've sworn never to add to the housing affordability problem by moving to Vashon. I may reserve the right to take that back sometime.
Well, you may never get off if you're not careful.
That's true. You know, the transportation will be fixed then, for sure.
That's right. There were people who said to me, "Is Dow actually coming to the island?" And I said, "Yeah, if he can." And
if he can, and
they said, "Oh, good. Maybe there'll be some issues."
I know you're going to run out of time.
No, great event. No.
Remember when we were working on the Moore Island gravel project, and we had a big rally down at Gold Beach, and the ferry's schedule was not working for me, and so Joe Fitzgibbon, Representative Fitzgibbon's dad, got his 12-foot aluminum boat down in Des Moines and drove me over and beached it so I could get to the rally on time.
God.
It was great.
Funny you mention that, Kevin. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, Dow, you moved to Vashon, you and Sharon could team up again and get the ferries working for us.
There you go.
I mean, if anybody could do it, Sharon can.
Hallelujah.
She's amazing.
And I think the two of you, Kevin and Bruce, you talked about, I think, Bruce, you actually maybe predicted that there might be more action or movement toward some kind of quasi-mosquito fleet if there was regulatory assistance in that regard.
Yeah, and it's already happening. Des Moines this past summer, trialed basically a passenger-only boat from Des Moines to downtown Vashon. Which is sort of the echoes of the old mosquito fleet, avoiding the traffic on I-5, avoiding the slowdowns and the backups, and water traffic moves pretty smoothly. So I see it as a potential.
I have to tell you, as I listen to this discussion, Dow, we've kind of come full circle for me. You talked about how the county acquired some property down in Morningside. And it was 1988 when you came to Lynette and my wedding at Morningside.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
On that very property. So I'm so happy that a bunch of that is being preserved. Let me ask you this. We've got, five. Did you want to say something?
Just was going to say that, you know, I think that's a wonderful project, but I am so bummed that we lost the airport at Wax Orchard. Mm-hmm. That was a real shame. But I appreciate the work that you folks did to preserve the part that you did.
Kevin?
Yeah, I also wanted to say, Dow, you mentioned earlier the Conservation Futures, if I recall right, that was where some community voices were asked, you know, what do you think about these different measures, these different properties? Not sure if I have that right, but I do recall, hearing about that and the steps forward that Truman just mentioned. Really, really, again, appreciate all that work that's being done.
So the Land Conservation Initiative is the broader effort to preserve the last best places. And that is bringing together funding from various sources, one of which is the Conservation Futures Tax, which had fallen way, way, way behind because of the 1% lid. And so voters agreed to restore that to its original rate, which is going to allow us to buy more property quicker while it's still available.
You know, we have a list of words I can't use on the radio. I did want to ask
the George Carlin ones.
That's exactly
those same ones,
the very ones.
Seven,
But I did want to ask you briefly: is there movement in the? Be careful of my terminology. Is there any progress being made with regards to alternative septic systems?
You know, that's how funny. So that's how I met Sharon Nelson originally. She had a challenge with the septic system at her house and came to me. When I was in the legislature asking for legislation to fix septic regulation. We're doing a whole lot of different things around the county. Out in Falls City, we have a community treatment system that is going to get started now, and it will be like what you're describing. We worked for many years around Quartermaster Harbor to try to get failing septics cleaned up so we could ultimately get the Geoduck fishery reopened and have cleaner water in Quartermaster. And I think technology is, in fact, changing quickly. And the regulatory environment and incentives need to work more quickly to be able to clean stuff up. It's not just on Vashon. Right across the way in Des Moines and Federal Way, we have beach closures because of failed septics up the hill. The local jurisdictions are not enthusiastic about having to take that on, so the county is stepping in to take it on. But, you know, honest to God, there are 2.3 million of us in King County, and we just cannot operate as though we were a community of a few hundred thousand anymore.
No. Yeah. Dow, we got about 2 minutes left. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I mean, I could get all sappy here and talk about the old days on Vashon, but I got to say, and this is a great community. I was honored to represent it in the House and the Senate and on the County Council. Now I represent many, many more people, and I don't get here as often as I like. But you know, the fact that Vashon has managed to preserve and restore the things it cares about and to, you know, stay weird is a tribute to the folks who live here, the folks who have lived here a long time, and the folks who have moved here and taken up the cause. And I want to let you know that I'm anxious to participate in preserving that weirdness as long as possible.
Well, I have to tell you that Greg Nichols used to say to us that Vashon was one of the smallest constituency, but had the most noise, raised the most noise.
Absolute fact.
Yeah.
Absolute fact.
Well, I have to thank you, Dow. On behalf of the Brown Briefly, we appreciate you making the trip over here. I hope it's a productive trip with the other visits you're making today. On behalf of Kevin, Bruce, Truman, and me, and Dow, we thank you all for listening to the Brown Briefly. And tune in next Tuesday when Kevin, you'll be talking to who? Jenna Riggs?
Jenna Riggs with Partners in Education and more recently with Equitable Futures, a newly formed citizens group supporting our school board and having some expectations for how they can make improvements in the school district. So we'll be looking forward to hearing what's on Jenna's mind.
And Bruce, get some sleep. It was 5 o'clock when we started.
Actually, 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's not as bad as you made us believe it was.
but it's tomorrow.
That's right. It is tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. Day ahead of time.
That's right. See you all next week.
All right. Thank you all, and thank you, Dow.
Thanks so much.